Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on sound for children. I'm going to be talking about the whole curriculum that we've put together for a couple of Montessori schools that we're looking to take into all schools on the planet. And so I'm going to be sharing a lot of information and videos about that. So our intention is that we might set up a whole new educational system for kids on this planet, where they can be in their body, totally connected to nature and the patterns of nature. I think you'll find this really interesting. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things that are happening here at the Institute. Boy, well, we are open again here in Sausalito. We've got some sound lounges, all types of crystal bowls. If you're around, you can come down and check it out. You might give a call. Sometimes we're in a little late. It's a little spotty on the timing, but normally here at 11 to 5 on Tuesday through Saturday. And we also have our summer intensive coming up, although we're limiting it to 10 people. So if you're interested, that would be July 14th to the 25th, and also July 30th to August 9th. And it's 10 to 9:30 every day. That's the full certificate program in 20 days. And then we've got the regular certificate program for sound healing coming up in September, September 8th. And that is three nights a week and some weekends for 3.5 months. And we also have very interesting protocols set in place for safety. And we also should have an app that will show if anybody's got the virus when they come in as well, a voice analysis app as well. So that program teaches how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it goes through all the different instruments, including a lot of voice, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, for a wide range of issues. It's all about learning how to use sound for doing treatments or sound baths, but it's also about understanding how the universe works. And based on vibration, which is the way it all works. And also, it's there's a lot of exercises or experiential exercises where we get you in the zone, blissed out, peaceful, and still over and over. So that becomes the norm in your life, because that's the best place to be at to be healthy physically, mentally for focus, emotionally for stability, and then spiritually for ascension. All right. So we also have that whole program online, and that is, it works really well. We've got, that's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time, and Saturdays 10 to 1, or you can watch videos if you can't make it. And it's with live instructors. It's great. I mean, it works really well if you can't make it out. And making it out these days is a little tricky. So that starts every 2 weeks, so you could actually start this week in the online sound healing certificate program. We also have the audio recording program starting, which is totally separate from sound healing. That's starting June 25th online, and we could actually start here pretty soon, July 1st, if we get enough people to do it here at the Institute. And that's how to run Pro Tools or just run any digital audio workstation, how to do recording, mixing, producing, to work with MIDI, and there's even a little music theory involved. It's a really, really cool program. I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio recording and in sound healing. So you get a really unique perspective, and it's just really nicely put together. You learn about the magic of recording, not just how to use the equipment, but how to create magic, right? So that's happening as well. We also do have our Mount Shasta retreat happening in August, although it's already sold out, but there's a good chance that a lot of people will cancel. So you can get on the waiting list if you like. And then we also are going to be doing another online sound healing conference in September that will be coming up. We should, if hopefully, we'll be able to start doing sound baths here at the Institute as well. So that should be happening. So we also have different therapies we do in our therapy center. We can find your home note where you're at peace. We do that over Zoom, where we play each of the 12 notes, looking to see which note makes you the most peaceful, calm, and still. And then we give you a CD in that key. We also do voice analysis, where we find out what organs are weak or if you have any issues, and then we give you a CD in the key of the notes that are missing, so you get a full balance of all notes in your system. Very effective system. We also actually own that system, and we sell it. If you wanted to actually get the voice analysis system, we're doing the next training on June 27th. You'd have to buy it by June 20th. And it's really cool because you can do assessments and send people CDs online, so you don't have to do it live, which is a way to make money in these days when a lot of things are shut down. We also have the store here. We've got the Sound Healing store with all of the different, let me go ahead and share my screen, with all of the different crystal bowls and, oops, I'm going to stop sharing. All the crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls. We got alchemy bowls. We even have recordings of the actual alchemy bowls. And then also, we've got sound lounges. Let's see, I can show you. We have the sound lounges, the bass pod, the bass belt. Healingcenter.com. This is at soundoflove.com. Okay, here's the store. And so there's a full range of instruments. Oh, it looks a little funny today. Right, let me go back to the home page. Oh, maybe I'm just zoomed in. There we go. Yeah, I'm zoomed in too much. Oh, no, it still looks a little funny. There we go. Oh, no, went to the wrong place. Anyway, we've got a full range of about 300 different instruments that you can play with and different technologies. There we go. Now it looks better. Okay, so we've got all my music. We've got about 100 CDs. We also have frequency CDs you can play on the body. We've also got my book, The Sound, Complete Guide to Sound Healing. We've got the sound table, sound lounges that you can put on the body, the pillows and the dolphins. We've got the alchemy bowls, the crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, full range of instruments. We've got sound chambers. Oh, the sound chambers are really interesting. We've got, we can build this chamber out in your land. And it will take you into another dimension. We've been getting a lot of downloads on that. We even have sacred geometries and pendants, and then there's the voice analysis program. So that's at soundoflove.com. You can find the therapy center at soundtherapycenter.com. But you can really get to everything at soundhealingcenter.com. It's got links to everything and overview of everything that's going on. We have four different companies here. We've got the school, therapy center, store, and then the research foundation, where you can find a lot of treatments, a lot of clinical research, and hundreds of papers from our students as well. Okay, so about 4 years ago, we got a $100,000 grant to take our entire curriculum into two Montessori schools. So we got all of our instructors, our 20 instructors together, and we came up with a full range of exercises for the children from 3 months old at every age group all the way up to 18 years old. We now have created 2,500 exercises, and all of the exercises are based on all of the books that are out there for brain development for children at different levels of learning or different age groups, right? So every exercise is actually based on all of this research and information, the latest information on brain development. And it's really, really interesting and very cool. This is the new website. We actually have 500 exercises that are complete. And we're now putting those out there for homeschooling. And we have them for all the different age groups. And they're in five different categories. Okay. I'm not just trying to sell this today. I'm really wanting to inspire people to help create a new educational system for kids where it's much more grounded and such. So let me give you an overview of what we've created so far. Five tracks. First of all, there's the physics of vibration. In this track on physics of vibration, they actually, you know, as the young ones actually learn experientially. So they're experiencing different frequencies, different volumes. They're experiencing different tonalities and timbres and even different music, right? And then later, when they get to around 9, especially when they get to 12, we start teaching about the physics of vibration. Because this is not just about the physics of sound, it's the physics of vibration, how the universe works based on vibration. So that includes color, light, and the quantum field. It includes geometry as well. It's not just sound, right? So what's really cool about this is as they learn the physics of all of vibration and physics of sound as well, and how physics works with instruments, they will actually build instruments as well from scratch and then actually do concerts, not only with crystal bowls and other things and voice and such, but also with the instruments they have built. So they're going to be learning how the universe works as they progress into the older age groups, right? The second track are instrument sounds. Now, what we've found is that, you know, and let me put it this way. When I first went into the Montessori school, it's like I was in the room with the 6 to 12-year-olds, right? And one girl goes, "Oh, she knows how to sing, but we're not good singers at all." And I'm like, "Well, can you do?" And she goes, "And can you do?" And she goes, "Can you do?" And she goes, "You're now singing." The trick with instrument sounds is not to teach them how to play an instrument well, because there's so much competition, and also so many kids think that they're not good at playing an instrument, right? So what this is about is ultimately it's about learning different cultures based on the instrument sounds, right? So it's a way of understanding different cultures. But for the young ones, what we're doing is we're actually playing all the different frequencies, high to low. This is especially for the ones all the way up to 18 months. And also all different instrument sounds and all different timbres and all different styles of music from different cultures, so that they're getting the widest range of neural pathway development based on sound and vibration possible, right? So that they can develop the brain in the most diverse way possible. So that's what we're doing, is really providing the full range of timbres, frequencies, and even music. Then the third track is, the cool thing is they will also be playing with crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls and a lot of instruments that anybody could play, right? That takes no special talent at all, so that everybody will be included as a musician. And then, of course, we're going to be doing toning and a lot of voice work as well, so everybody can do that. Now, music, the track of music is, again, it's not about teaching them to be musicians. It's more about understanding the universe and the body based on music, because that's the way the world works. The world's got frequencies, which you can even think of the Earth as the frequencies of the atoms, the molecules, or the combination of frequencies, which gives us all of that. The elements of earth, air, fire, water, and then you start looking at the combinations of those elements, and you get whole ecosystems where the energy is flowing through the ecosystem. So they learn about the universe and flow, and the same thing in the body, about all the different frequencies in the body and the flow through the 11 systems in the body, and not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Right. So again, it's a way of understanding the universe based on music. Right. Now, then we do sacred geometry. I was kind of hesitant, kind of went back and forth whether we would call it geometry or sacred geometry, but I think the world is ready. The reason they call it sacred geometry is because it's really the archetypal patterns that are actually used in a lot of religious traditions or spiritual traditions as well, right? But the whole trick is there's a lot here. We're actually going to be, first they're going to learn about the meaning of numbers, patterns of nature, which is all the different archetypal patterns. So they go out and collect different items from nature, and they bring them back and put them in these 8 boxes, right? Of the archetypal patterns. So they start learning about the archetypal patterns that were made up, including the golden mean. Then they go into two-dimensional geometry and do a lot of drawing of different geometries to learn how these geometries are. They're doing drawing in the younger years. In the later years, they actually learn the meaning of the geometries, right? We go through the three-dimensional geometries. We go through the golden mean, and we actually go through exercises where they actually measure the golden mean in their own body. All right, you know, like this distance from here to here is 1.618 times that distance. This distance of the hand is 1.618 times the fingers. The arm is 161.18 times the hand. And they map it all out and actually do the math to see, which is just a ratio, right? It's very cool. They learn about spatial harmony, geometry, and sound connections. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. And the creation stories around geometry, of how the universe was created, right? And then they also even learn about architecture later on, if they're interested. The last track is, I think, the most important one of all, and that's emotional expression. In the younger years, you know, let me put it this way. I've always said, as babies, we were professional sound healers, right? We had it down. If we had anything going on, we would make the sound of it. I can just cry or wah, right, and release it. And then around 2, they say, shh, and then you get in school, and it's no more sound. And we lose that God-given ability, not only to express our emotions, but to heal ourselves, right? So here, we're going to continue that process with the kids from, Around two, you can basically get them to do different vowel sounds, and then especially three and up. And we're also expressing different emotions with sound. We're doing different rhythms with sound for brainwave entrainment for the young ones, which is really good for the brain. We're also doing different vowel sounds, which helps with language learning, right? So we're doing like ba, 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 or ba, na, ga, ba, right? So they can even get creative with all the different possible vowel sounds and different rhythms as well. We also go through different affirmations for the young ones, and later they learn those as belief systems, right? And then as they get, even when they're 3 to 6, we're actually having them do the sound of love and then having them send love to their self with a sound, right? And then we talk about and practice positive intentions. And then we also get into other conceptual frameworks around the elements, around boundaries as well, and around flow. And then there's other frameworks where they can even learn about things like oneness and do research projects as well, whatever they're interested in. So this is all, they're also learning emotional frameworks as well to be able to understand emotions as they get older and then to express them. This is really, really, I think, the most important, and it can create the most health. So these are the five tracks. Oh boy. And it just goes on. We're going to just keep adding on from there. I want to show you the original PowerPoint we put together. I'll just, I don't think I need to show that. Let's actually just continue. I'll show it later if we still have time. Now, this is the background. Here's the different objectives. A lot of it's about creating peace, and sound and vibration are very good at creating peace. And this is good for us physically, mentally, emotionally, but it also improves the ability to be present. It allows them to be able to access peace in a really easy way, because whenever you play the crystal ball, of course, you're doing peace, you're doing a consistent tone. And same when you do any vowels, which we are doing a lot. It's also about emotional connection, to develop the ability of emotional awareness, emotional intelligence, to be able to deal with challenges and conflicts, and even enhance nonverbal communication, and especially appreciate the stillness in the silence. For the young ones, we're really helping develop the nervous system and the sensory system to stimulate. It's really important for the young ones to stimulate the auditory and visual systems to develop that creates new neural pathways, develop auditory and visual discrimination, so they know the difference between different frequencies and even different volumes and different images, and the relationship between them too, to see them spatially in a room, which is like sound localization, and also to develop auditory discrimination of short duration sounds. They found this is really important for the young ones, because if their brain is not quick enough to catch like da, 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 then they actually can have learning disability. And there's many things we do with the sound to really focus on those more detailed and fine rhythms. They also develop volume perception, auditory motor coordination, and stimulate the vestibular system. Okay. We're also creating more connection to the body. We're working with rhythm in the body and doing movement with sound, and also learning about abstract concepts around the auditory system and geometries in the body, right? So these are the main purpose or objectives that we've come up with. You can come back to these testimonials. We've got this implemented in a couple of schools in the Bay Area now, and we're now just implementing in a third school in Pacifica we're going to start working with. Okay? Now, this part here is really the kind of the most grounded and the most where we're really bringing the science for each exercise. So look what we've done. We've got all these different research and assumptions that we base each of the exercises on. So presence, it's really about focused attention and presence with child sounds, movements, and reactions. It's really about creating bonding. It's also the awareness in the moment of being in the moment. Also the slow fade that creates that peace on like a crystal ball, right? Or geometry and mandalas that increase awareness in meditative states. It's also about consistent tones, which again are the crystal balls, Tibetan balls, and all the vowels. And this creates steady brain waves. It also engaging them with geometry accesses the both sides of the brain. But consistent rhythms have really good research behind them. That we train the children into peace and physical and emotional stability, strengthens immunity and overall health, and generating a sense of bonding. And it's the development of in-sync timing is foundational for cognitive thought, movement, sensory response, and vital functions. Repetitive speech catalyzes a parasympathetic response of the nervous system and increased vagal tone. So that would be like chanting or toning or just ba 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 da 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 ga 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 ga. All of these exercises get more complex as they get older. Okay, interpersonal synchrony is a synchronous synchroning a whole group of people or just two people together is really important. Self-expression, the National Association of Music Education says music is as a tool can be used as a tool for expressing and releasing difficult and beautiful emotions. Connection to the natural world, smooth flow is where the peace is in the body. And learning all about geometry and all the mathematical concepts behind all of this is really excellent for any career, for being creative, but also for connecting to the arts. And it helps with flow and interaction in many different areas. Oh my God, this goes on forever. We've got emotional engagement that is really excellent for nonverbal communication, emotional stability. We've got empathy, healthy emotional expression, emotional awareness, confidence and self-esteem. Secure attachment is good there. And we optimism and presence. And then we've got creativity, right? All these different aspects that we go into that they can get creative with that we'll talk about in just a second. So I'm not going to go through the rest of these. So we got brainwave entrainment, focus and concentration, whole brain synchronization, memory, analytical skills. If you go to Sound Education Center, you can look at all of these in detail and see all of these. So every exercise that we have done, which, like I said, we've got 500 exercises right now. Every exercise has each one. Here's an example of an exercise. So we have the age, whether it's group or individual, the materials they need, the prerequisites for it. Sometimes there's other exercises they have to do first, the preparation for the guide or the parent. The repetition and duration, how long, and then the actual exercise in detail. But here's the cool thing. This is like, ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, right. And then, and little notes for the instructors, and then it gets a little more complex with the the consonants. But this is what I want to show you here. Here are, for that exercise, we've mapped out all of those different purposes that I just went through. So here's presence, right? And so this is, for this one exercise, all these are all the purposes that actually it's accessing through that one exercise. So every exercise, we have the purposes at the bottom of the exercise, so you can see exactly what that exercise is doing based on the latest science of brain development. Oh my God, we even have references of the books that we've read, the 30 books. So it's really backed up really nicely and really well, right? Okay, so let me tell you about, then we got all the different exercises. We got 21 exercises for the 3 to 18 months. We have 76 exercises for the 18 month to 3 years. We have 212 exercises for the 3 to 6 years. We got 133 for 6 to 12, and then another 133 for 12 to 18. So, and we're going to be developing the other 2,000 over the next year as well. So we'll be adding more. There's a lot of exercises that you can download for free. If you go here, you can click on it and get them for free. This website is mostly done. It will be done by the end of the week. Right, if you want to access a lot of these exercises. And then you can see the exercises are not very expensive. They're, oh, you can't see, I don't have the price here yet. It's only like, I think, $180 for half of the exercises. And if you get all of them in one age group, it's like $300, right? And then we're going to be, since it's a, this is all part of our nonprofit research foundation, we'll be giving away a lot of this to different schools and different people that need help as well. I want to show you a video of the kids doing some of these exercises. Okay, check this out. Okay, okay, here we go. When you hear the sound stop, raise your hand. Okay, right when it stops. When it stops. Okay. Listen for when it stops. How many of you can still hear it ringing? Hear it? Kind of, it's like still there. Mm-hmm. Even though it's gone, it's still there.
Vibrating.
Still,
to try too.
Cool.
Great, huh?
You feel the vibration really well.
Ba, 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 ba.
out.
One with a jump, okay? And go back down. Give yourself a hand. That was great. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Everyone do a little sound hug, okay? You make a sound, Enzo. Can you make a sound?
Yay.
Yay. Can you make a sound? Any sound.
Reverse call. Reverse call and response.
Ka.
Ka.
Very good.
I just get so inspired because it's like seeing the children so involved and get to such peaceful places. But imagine a child growing up from 3 months old, going through a program like this where they are completely connected to nature and the ways of geometry in nature and in themselves, such that, and then they learn all about it in physics, right? Oh my God, I just imagine a child going through that, and I just can see that there will be completely different. I actually have a friend who has a program that they've put together in India. They're working with a woman in India, and they've actually incorporated local chant and mantra into the classes, and a lot of just toning. And she said that already the atmosphere has changed dramatically. Not only do the kids actually want and love to do the stuff, but they are just so much more focused and so much more still. And this is really the biggest thing about this whole program that is really important these days, because there's, you know, it's like to be a teacher, especially in high school or even in middle school, is like, you know, you have to be a professional at just managing the classroom, especially, you know, there can even be violence, you know. And to be able to keep everybody really focused is really tricky. And this really helps. But more than anything, it's really helping brain and development and emotional development, even physical development and cognitive skills as well. But also accessing the right brain in a much deeper way to balance out the right brain and the left brain. There's the books by Siegel who says that, you know, when you focus only on the left brain, it actually is detrimental to the left brain. You need balance of the left and right brain for the left brain to work, to be able to be more cognitive and be able to focus better, right? And then when you work with the right brain more, also you get more creativity, and you get more, you know, more of a connection to all of the patterns in nature and such. So I'm really excited. So here's what's where we're at. What we're now doing is we are, well, first of all, we put this out for homeschooling so that it can go out into the market, right? And, you know, we could actually put together this curriculum and go to schools one by one and try and get it embedded in schools and probably make a lot of headway because it's so effective and so well put together. But I would much rather go international and go big time. You know, a few years ago, we went to Prague for the International Montessori Conference and met with the head trainer and showed her this program, and she just flipped out. She thought it was unbelievable. The head of training, which for the International Montessori. And so I got really excited thinking that there will be people in government somewhere around the world, maybe even the U.S., God willing, one day, that will get it, that this is the healthy way for children to develop, right? Really connected to themselves, connected to each other, and connected to nature. And it will be implemented. Even intuitives have said that this will happen as well. So what we're doing is first we're going to finish the other 2,000 exercises. We've got them all done, but we don't have them all written up. We've got 500 completed now. And then we're setting up a lobbying group. We're getting funding through philanthropists now that have now committed to actually taking this so we can start lobbying all of the different governments, educational associations in states, and educational associations around the world. Also, we'll be creating the whole Sound Education Association to bring together a full range of educators and a full range of administrators to set up guidelines for bringing this into public and private schools and to actually start implementing it. But we'll also have the whole lobbying group that will be going around the world, you know, telling people about it and working to get it into to schools around the world. Again, this is our nonprofit research foundation. They own all the content on this. So it's really about not about making a bunch of money. It's really about helping children in really dramatic ways, right? And I just get so excited about it because I just see that it's going to change the kids dramatically. For the young ones, we're actually playing music that is tuned to ancient tuning systems that are based on nature. It's called Just Intonation. But I've also got nature sounds that we play for them. I want to play just a minute of this. This is nature sounds, waves and wind and such, with golden mean frequencies. So we've got the frequency of the earth, and we multiplied that what times 1.618, and that by 1.618, and that by 1.618. So we have a whole series of golden mean frequencies, which create a golden mean spiral of sound in the background. So nature sounds and golden mean. Check this out. Right. I might have to fast forward.
Thank you.
babies to really get them connected to nature from the beginning, back into the natural patterns of the golden mean, right? We're also, there's another thing we're doing is where we're taking the, we created a toy, which is like this little 3-inch by 2-inch little soft toy that's got a chime inside. And the chime is a musical fifth. And the ratio of 3 to 2, which is the actual size of the little toy, is the actual dimensions of the musical fifth chime on the inside. And we'll do the one for 4 to 3, which is the musical fourth. So they'll be playing with these chimes. And then later in the older years, we'll go, oh, you know that chime you used to love, that little toy? Well, let's learn about the actual geometries of that sound now, which were the actual dimensions of the toy, right? And so they'll learn the connection between sound and geometry. There's another really cool exercise that one of our instructors came up with named Ryan. And we actually use a circle, and we'll divide that circle into different divisions. So it could be like, it could just be divided into two. So for the kids that are 3 years old, they could just do body percussion where they go leg, chest, leg, chest, and they follow the circle ultimately. And then, but it can get very complex. So we got 8 dots on the circle, right? And so we're doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And doing body percussion of 1 through 8 as well. It's really cool. I've done this with the 3-year-olds, and it's really interesting. I actually got them up to 8. But then you start doing divisions, where it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. But then you use the vowels for that. Oo, o, a, oo, o, a, oo, o. Or consonants. Ba, ka, da, ba, ka, da, ba, ka. Right? So you get very complex rhythms and divisions going, and they're actually doing body percussion. So it's ba ka da ka, ba ka da ka, ba ka da ka, ba ka. And it gets very complex, and they can actually then get really creative with all the vowels and consonants there are, and all the different types of body percussion that you can do. Right? So they get really creative, they get very complex by the time they're 9 years old. They're doing really complex rhythms, like very complex, right? And then we add in the musical intervals. But then we show them when you connect all of these 8 dots on the circle, of a circle with 8 dots, a circle with 10 dots, and a circle with 12 dots, when you connect them, all the dots, you actually can get through 8, 10, and 12 divisions, you get every single geometry in the universe. So they now see the geometry that they've been tapping on since they were 3 years old. And then we explain the meaning of these sacred geometries and the actual relationships to the creation story, its relationships to the way the whole universe is built and throughout nature, these patterns throughout nature and in their body, right? So now they're getting a full connection. And then we start looking at the rhythms of nature, the rhythms of you know, the planets. And we take the and actually we can change those rhythms to rhythms that they can do body percussion with. And the rhythms of all different things in the body, right? Oh my God. It's just gonna be so fun and so opening for them, right? I'm excited. And I need help. If you know anybody that's interested in curriculum development or working on this, I really am going to need help. ultimately teachers as well, although so you're gonna ultimately, you really need a teaching credential if you're going to teach children. But for homeschooling, you know, if you know anybody that's got kids, soundeducationcenter.com, right, at least to get started. So that's our intention, is that we have an educational system where the kids are in their bodies, connected to themselves, connected to each other in harmony, and connected to source and nature. Just imagine a whole new educational system that is really good for the children and totally gets them in their body and totally allows them to be healthy physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Hold that energy for the rest of the evening, for the rest of the weekend. Imagine the children growing up in a really beautiful way, at peace for lifetimes and forever. Thanks for listening, and take care.